Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit by A.L. Isner, is a book about relationships. Relationships that are as personal and unique to each of us as our fingerprints. A.L. says it's about Father teaching his church, us, how to become a kind, gentle, and loving people. He knows us that the way to love him is to love and be of service to each other. Dr. A.L. Isner has been a Catholic lay minister for the past 28 years, a member of the Chaminade Nativity Community of Faith since 1974, currently serving on the pastoral team. She's a mother of five, has been working professionally as a licensed clinical social worker for the past 43 years in the field of mental health. She has earned master's degrees in social work and religious studies, as well as a doctorate in social work. Dr. A.L. Isner, author of The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you. Hi, Rick.
Great to have you here to talk about this book, The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. I'll give you information where the book's available as we go through our conversation today. Doctor, first of all, tell me a little bit about how it feels to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's been such an important part in your life. What's it feel like to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
Feels secure. Feels like somebody's got your back. No matter what you do, everything's okay. Everything's going to be okay.
You know, so many people are listening and going, wow, I wish I had that feeling. How did you get that feeling? How did you arrive at the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit and feeling no matter what I'm going through, it's going to be okay?
Well, it's like when you test the Spirit as to where it's coming from, that what are the fruits of the Holy Spirit? I mean, what are the fruits of whatever you're endeavoring to do? And if there are any positive fruits, and it's watching what's happened in your life. And you have to ask yourself, how in the world did that happen? That's how this book came about. And I still can't figure it out how 40 years ago that the Lord had this all planned.
I guess I ask a question. That's the reason you wrote the book, The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. If you would like to find out what it was, what it is in Dr. Isner's life, this is the book to get, The Holy Spirit Calling. There's a story behind your pen name, and we'll talk about your real name here in a second. The pen name is A.L. Isner. Tell me the story behind that. I love the story behind this.
Yes. Well, my purpose was to make sure that everyone know that I didn't write these poems, that somebody else wrote them. I was not the author of the poems. So I was looking around trying to figure out what I would use instead of putting my name there. And so I read God Calling and Jesus Calling. And both of those people were listeners. They called themselves listeners. And so I thought, well, that's a good idea. And it kind of goes with the Father and the Son, like God calling and Jesus calling. Well, this could be the Holy Spirit calling, maybe. And it would be their words to my community. And they just fit in that category well with the Father, Jesus calling and the God calling. And so I was a listener, and I think that's why the words were given to me is I listened.
You know, that's wonderful. I love that. And if you're remembering after this interview is over to get information and to order the book, it's very simple. A listener, A-L and then Isner, I-S-T-E-N-E-R. That's the pen name, the name that's on the book. The book is entitled The Holy Spirit Calling. And of course, go to our website and you can link on directly, and we'll give you the doctor's website as we go through the program. I understand you've had these. Yes.
There's a neat story about that too. I should have told you about it. I decided that morning what I was going to call myself, my pen name. And I called the Balboa Press and told them. And then I went to lunch with a friend of mine from work, and she's Hungarian. And so when, during the lunch, she says, by the way, what's happening with your book? And I said, well, I just named myself A.L. Isner. She says, well, do you know what Isn means in Hungarian? She said, it means God. So ended up that God was the author of these poems anyway.
That really says something, a fascinating story. And the book is doing so well, receiving excellent reviews, The Holy Spirit Calling. I understand you've had these for like 40 years, and you never really considered publishing them until now. Why did you hang on, and why do you feel now is the time to publish these?
I belong to this community that has what they call a time during the meeting when we listen to what the Lord is trying to say to the community for direction. And so we spontaneously give out prophecy, what they call prophecy today. And so I was looking at that and I was sitting outside my house one day, and I saw this guy come up in a red pickup truck, and he loaded a whole bunch of things from the apartment next to mine into his truck and drove it off. And I asked the neighbor, I said, who was that? And they said, well, that was his family. They didn't want any of his stuff. And so I thought to myself, well, I'm right now, I'm 89. That was a few years ago, about 4 years ago. And I thought, well, I have an executor who throws things away. She doesn't keep anything. So I know when she goes through, when I die, then she goes through my stuff. She's going to throw all those words out because they're just on little scraps of paper, envelopes and stuff like that. And they're not in any kind of order. She won't even know what they are. And so that's when I decided I better go ahead and publish them, because they were going to get lost anyway. But it seemed that the Lord knew 40 years ago, you know, with the Lord, everything happens in 40 years. So I didn't even realize that it was 40 years when I was putting them together. So I said to the Lord, why'd you give these to me? And what am I supposed to do with these? And I was praying. And so I was led to put them together into book form. And then I realized that I had been asking the Lord for years, why in the world, during these meetings that we have every week, do I get prophecy that is written? It's not spontaneous, which is all the other prophecy is spontaneously given. And so and I realized that if I hadn't written it down, if I'd given it spontaneously, well, my brain is like a sieve, and I wouldn't have any words to make a book out of.
Yes.
And the Lord knows that I write everything down because I can't remember it. So he knew I was going to write this down 40 years ago. And the only thing is, he didn't tell me about it. So they're scattered all over the house. I had to, I don't know how many of them I found. I have 444 pages in the book. That's all I know.
Well, the book is, again, doing so well, and it's amazing how the book came about and the way everything sort of happens for a reason. That's what happened. And our guest, A.L. Isner, if you're looking to Google the author's name, A.L. and then Isner, I-S-T-E-N-E-R. The book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. Her website, the website for Dr. Nix, her name in real life is Janine Nix. If you're looking for her website, it's Janine Nix, N-I-X, .wordpress.com. We've got all that on our website, and you can get all the information there and go in and directly get information on the book. Doctor, give us briefly some of the themes in the book that you talk about that are so important so important they were in your life, and now sharing those for all of us to use and incorporate in our life as well. What are some of the major themes?
Are you asking for some of the highlights?
Yes, some of the highlights. Yes.
Well, okay. One of the most interesting things to me was, it wasn't one of the highlights, but it was most interesting to me as a Catholic, is that I always hear people preach about being childlike, that Jesus wants you to be childlike, come to me like a child. And I always interpreted that with difficulty. And I think most people do too. The only thing that comes to mind is be innocent. But I got a lot of information from those words about what he means when he talks about being childlike when you come to him. And it means that to be open and to be curious about things and to ask for things. He's always saying, ask me for things. And when you discover something, maybe you make a mistake, that you learn that that's not the end of the world. It's just one part of the process of learning something and success. And that's how children do. They're just open and excited about everything that they find. And so that was part of what I liked. And I liked these are not the central focus of it, but I liked his suggestion about being a parent, how to be a parent. And that was to be supportive of these endeavors that the child makes, and applauding and encouraging them, and being part of their discovery of their world, and encourage them to take risks and not to be hindered by failures, what they would call failures.
Yes.
Not to give up, but to try something different. Those were two of the most interesting things to me. The central points that I think the Lord wanted to get across that most people would be interested in would be that he wants a relationship with us. He wants a unique and intimate relationship with us. And secondarily to that, he wants us to be holy, because if we're going to house the Holy Spirit in ourselves, then we have to be holy, we have to be clean. And so we need to address our character defects and learn virtue, how to be virtuous. And the third thing that I found that I thought was important was he talks about diversity a lot, and he talks about that as his most creative imagination. And I think of that when I think of diversity, I think of all the racism that's going on today, and it makes me sad. And I think that it's a counter to that, so because the Lord needs people to evangelize, and how can we evangelize better than to have people like us, same color, same culture, speaking to us? And I think people hear better that way. And we all have different talents, and we speak to different hearts. So I think that diversity is a central thing that he's trying to talk about too.
Some of the main messages.
Diversity.
Yes, very important message, and we are all different. We all bring something to the table, and to be able to share that benefits and blesses all of us. The book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit by A.L. Isner is the pen name. The guest in real life is Dr. Janine Nix. Her website is janinenix.wordpress.com. All this available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Doctor, did you ever wonder what he would say to those in service today, his ministers, and what the word would be that he would want them to hear and then to take to the people?
Yes, he talks a lot about that. He talks about that he wants people, when they look at a minister, they want just them, that person, to see him in their eyes. And he says that, you know how it feels to be loved by me. I want you to help that person to experience that too, how it is to be loved by me. And he's got a lot of work for ministers to do.
I think those are all
Again,
very
that
good points that he would like us to do and to follow. And what you have done in your life is truly remarkable, and the people that you have helped. The book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. Discuss maybe a contemporary topic like racism by translating it to diversity instead, since he considers diversity as his most creative act. Can you talk about that for a little bit, please?
talk about racism.
Yes. And diversity by translating into as diversity. He considers
Oh,
diversity as his most creative act.
that when people come to him, well, first of all, he wants the ministers to be there to mainly to reach those people that he has no ability to contact because they won't have anything to do with him. Maybe they're deep into sin, and so they don't want to talk anything about religion. So he wants a minister to be there, talk to those people, and not to turn them away. So he's they're instrumental in that, and that I would include some of those that racists. If you just think about all his creation, mainly God, when we think of God, we think of creation. He's a creator, and he created all the different kinds of colors, all the different kinds of, just think of the kinds of grass that there are, the kinds of leaves there are, the kind of flowers there are, all those things. The people are like that too, even if you get past their skin color. They're all different inside. And so he wants us to be able to have a ministry that's diverse, that can speak to the hearts of these people. And people speak to people that are like them. And so that's why he wants that kind of a ministry. And I think diversity is that he this God that I talk to and with these words, he's a god of color. I'm telling you, he's an artist. You just look at the sunsets and
Oh,
all the
yes.
different colors that he puts in our lives, and you can see here how much he loves different shades and different just different shapes. He just loves diversities, and he wants us. Also, he encourages us to think of different ways to minister to our people. He encourages us to be as creative as he is.
You're listening to This Week in America, and our guest on the program, her pen name is A.L. Istener, Istener. The book available wherever books are sold. The book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. The book is available wherever books are sold, as I mentioned. You'll find it at janinenix.wordpress.com. And I'll give you that a couple more times as we conclude our interview today. And we've got that link on our website, so you can go directly to Dr. Nix's website and get information there as well. Boy, time is going by so quickly. So much to talk about on the program. You've done so much. We read all about it the last 40 years and the journey that you've been on. What's in the future for you? You're still very active. I sense your passion in getting out there and continuing to work and to spread the word and do what your calling is. What are you working on in the future?
I'm 89, so but he still has things for me to do,
Yes.
and I wanted to ask you if about your discernment about I was thinking about St. Jude Hospital that you're involved with, and was wondering about how you got involved in that, and if you had any suggestion for me, I for to I think the Lord is leading me into finding some place, some kind of something, not a hospital like that, but somewhere to house the Lord so that he can be with his people. He wants me to do something like that. And I don't know anything whatsoever about that, but you know a lot about it. So well, I was just wondering what your experience has been.
I don't know a whole lot except just in observing. In the case with Danny Thomas and St. Jude, he wasn't a doctor. He wasn't even think of building a doctor or a hospital when he prayed to St. Jude to find his role in life. St. Jude, patron saint of the hopeless. And it evolved. Like you say, there's no coincidence. Really, things are sort of meant to be. And the hospital evolved into... to see what that has meant to families, literally worldwide and life-changing, and the research there shared with hospitals worldwide. It's just been an incredible experience and something I could see you doing very effectively at a grassroots level in dealing with people. Is that something you're thinking about doing?
Yes, but I can't believe that Danny Thomas, who was a faithful Catholic, that he would develop a hospital like St. Jude's, which I love, without a spiritual arm to it. Does it have a spiritual arm?
Yes, it does. And it's something that's made available to all of the patients and families who are there. That was a very important founded part of the foundation there. They have a department that deals strictly with spiritual care. And they have chapels there, they have counselors, they have chaplains to work with families. And that's a very important part of the process. And they work very closely with the families. So they capture that there as well as I'm sure you would do in dealing with, you know, you're there at the ground floor of where everything is happening and being able to help lives. I hope you're able to follow through and to do something there.
Oh, I'm like, Lord, use me, but I don't know anything. I am so incompetent with businesses. So,
well, you know,
I don't know about that.
You know how to deal with people, and I appreciate that, and that's certainly been a part of your calling. Our guest on the program, we've got a minute or so left here, is Dr. Janine Nix. I say that because her website is janinenix.wordpress.com. The book is written under the pen name A.L. Isner, I-S-T-E-N-E-R. And the book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program and sharing what the last 40 years have meant to you and a very youthful 89 with a lot more out there that I'm sure you're planning on doing. I can see the wheels turning as we're talking in the program today. Thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
I appreciate your asking me. Thank you so much.
It has been our pleasure. And the book is available wherever books are sold. I'll send you to, of course, Amazon, available, Barnes & Noble. Dr. Nix's website, again, is janinenix.wordpress.com. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I would like to thank booktransmedia.com for arranging our conversation today, experts in marketing and public relations, and again, all of this on our website. Doctor, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Hopefully we can do it again. So much more to talk about. The book is The Holy Spirit Calling, A 40-Year Journey with the Holy Spirit, and the information is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.